I know that's the case in my local county where the clerk initially said she was unsure what to do, and a day or so later she was issuing licenses. Or in some counties, this may be a political statement of some kind by the clerk. But, you know, it's a legal decision, legitimate decision, unless it's overruled by a higher court. So there would have to be compliance. And I would expect, even though the governor and attorney general are not fond of the decision, that they would have to uphold the court decision until there's a reversal, and therefore that the state would have to issue some kind of directive to county clerks that you have to be consistent with state and federal law on this issue. You do not have the option of refusing.
Speaking of the governor and attorney general, both those offices are up for election this year.
Yeah.
Will same-sex marriage in some form be an issue in the campaigns for those offices?
I'm sure it will be an issue in some form. I tend to doubt that it will be an overriding issue or one of the top three or four in the campaign. Generally, issues at the top of the list tend in recent years to be economic, jobs, employment, the economy of the state, maybe health care, and obviously in the case of the governor, there are job approval ratings that may matter to some people, and they either like or dislike the governor. I wouldn't think that the decision on gay marriage would be among the top three or four issues. I also expect that there will be a difference between the two parties, and therefore the candidates representing those parties. That is, this is an issue that Democrats have long favored. That is, they've been on the side of recognizing equal opportunity for marriage. And Republicans, being more conservative on social issues, have generally opposed. I don't think the views of elected officials within the parties have changed, and that's evident, I think, by statements from the attorney general and the governor that they would like to appeal the decision. So I think the way this may play out in the election is that Democrats will see this as an issue that will work to their advantage. Republicans, I would guess, would either not address it or will be critical of the decision as a way of appealing to their base. And that would be especially true in any primary elections we have in August, as opposed to the general election.
So it doesn't represent meshing of two different viewpoints. It seems as if it will further keep the two parties apart.
I think that's very likely. It's much like abortion, where the parties have been so far apart for a long time, and yet that's not always a definitive issue in the election campaign. People know, I think, where the candidates stand, and I think that support for gay marriage is likely to be another one of those cultural issues where the Democratic Party candidates are more likely to endorse it, and Republicans are likely to say, we're not happy with it. And I don't know that they will talk that much about it and make it a major issue.
Professor, thanks for joining us.
Yep, I appreciate you calling.